Dream journal.
A good time for weird dreams. What's the weirdest dream you've ever had that you remember?
The weirdest dream I can't even share it. You could start though and I'll just think.
I remember one from when I was a kid and like a giant crab like walked into my room and I was like scared.
A giant crab?
It was like a giant crab like opened my door, like a horror movie kind of thing. Or was it a giant lobster? I don't know,
was
something
able to
like
speak?
That. No, I don't think so. I think it was just like, woo!
What did it do to you?
I don't know. That's the only part I remember. Like, it being in, standing in the doorway of my room or something.
Holy crap.
It suppressed the rest.
Yeah, maybe it was real.
It probably was real.
Fuck.
What if this is dream and dreams are real?
Those are the aliens the Israeli space general was talking about. It's giant lobsters.
Yes.
Like, that's the Galactic Federation. It's just all giant lobsters.
That'd be fucked. Chris, are you looking for something?
Yeah, I am looking for the last dream that I have written in my notes app.
Word. I'm excited to hear this. I guess I might as well load another jazz song onto the queue since...
Before we go back to music, I have a funny...
It's not back to music. It's the backtrack.
Oh, word. Do you want me to share this funny news headline?
Of course. While Chris searches his dream journal, go for it.
So, drug dealer jailed after sharing a photo of cheese that included his fingerprints.
Whoa.
What? From the picture?
So this drug dealer uploaded a picture of cheese to like an app that drug dealers use to like sell to each other, like an encrypted messaging app.
Mm-hmm.
But this app was infiltrated by cops like last year. And this drug dealer like uploaded a picture of like just mature blue Stilton cheese. And on the cheese, apparently, I guess they can see his fingerprints.
Oh no, his hands in it.
Oh yeah, true. His hands in it. Either way, but there's cheese in it.
So
that's how they got him.
The moral of the story is if you're posting any photos of criminal activity on social media, which I admit it is fun to do. Please censor your fingerprints, your hands, your arms, if you have any tattoos.
Your face,
and any other revealing things. And even if you don't have tattoos, censor your arms. Mislead the cops into thinking you do have tattoos.
Or draw fake ones.
That's what I tend to do when I post illegal photographs on the internet. Is I censor everyone's arms, even though they don't have tattoos.
You should draw like cats or something all over someone's arm one time.
Yeah, I could do that. This was a beautiful backtrack.
Zach, I'm going to be honest. I don't hear a backtrack.
What? Are you serious?
I don't hear one.
Wow, I've been vibing so hard to this backtrack. Oh my God. That sucks.
Yep.
Yo, it was such a vibe, the backtrack. I was like moving to its rhythm and everything. God damn it. It's because I forgot to share the sound. Now there's sound.
Oh, now I hear it.
I guess I'll edit it in post.
Yo, Jamie, edit that in post.
Jamie.
Anyways, I guess while Chris looks for his dream,
yeah,
we could get back into some music and just come back whenever he's ready.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I gotta dig through the inventories.
Nah, you're all good. I think we gotta give the people what they want and what they came here for, and that's music, not shitty conversations by us.
Hey, whoa. Who said it was shitty?
Hey, it's not shitty.
Wait, I got some good I have some good jazz jokes that could go over this jazz track.
All right, let's hear a few quick jazz jokes.
So what's the difference between a jazz musician and an extra large pizza?
What?
The pizza can feed a family of four. Oh!
No!
To be fair, I'm not going to understand this upcoming one, but you guys might. Kenny G has made a new album featuring his own adaptations of Thelonious Monk compositions. The album includes some truly unforgettable tracks, such as Round Noon and Straight No Changes.
It's a song. Thelonious Monk has a song called Straight No Chaser. We commonly play it as a backtrack on the show, actually.
See, so that was funny.
On that note, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at 5:06 in the morning. Thanks for tuning in, and stay tuned for one more hour of some real raw William Shatner's Whiskey Tears.
Good news, I just found my dream journal for the next talking segment.
Stay tuned for Chris's dream journal.
I've been going silly for the west side. You might catch me rolling where the reps rise. Ain't no opposition, I'm the best ride. I might take my city on a test drive. You don't wanna see me on a good day. You don't wanna see me on a bad day. I was just a nigga with some hoop dreams. Now I'm in the league, bitch. I can stand up, but I just lay low. Smoking marijuana till I wake up. May not understand it cause it's all real. And I don't really give a damn how y'all feel. Baby, I'm just trying to let my head down. Baby, I'm just trying to let my head down. Everybody's watching, I'm aware now. Take off my cord, you promise to stay. If I give you my heart, would you throw it away? Do you mean what you say when you tell me you love me? Do you really? Do you really?
Bitty bitty bitches and numerologists. Got your number where I live. I'ma get you out of pocket like a quarterback blitz. That's an everyday faucet, make it wet, make a rent. Skeletons in your closet, but your past don't exist. Got a pad on your list, got a pad on your lot. Calabas ain't the move, that's where everybody live. Plus the mountain is hot, you forgot what you got.
No sense. I recommend a moan with a toasters. I recommend a beer for the juices. I recommend you live where the truth is. Psychedelic views and affinity pools, you're checking out. Once I sweat them edges up, head down like vanity. I got the fuck ups, I got the damage fees, I got the gold dust, I got the anesthesia when you chose up. This ain't a fantasy, we about to go up. See, I'm the hand of me, never got no love, but understand to me, maybe come on us. And
baby, I'm just trying to let my head down. Baby, I'm just trying to let my head down. Everybody's watching, I'm aware now.
If I take off my coat, do you promise to stay? If I give you my heart, would you throw it away? Do you mean what you say when you tell me you love me? Do you really? Do you really?
handle me, put my hands up behind my head. I think they got the wrong one. I'm sick and tired of running. I've been searching for the love one. I've been looking for the dove, and they told me if I move, they gon' shoot me dead. But I think I'm about to go to love. I've been waiting on the summer. So looking back and wondering how we pulled to keep from under. They told me put my hands up behind my head. I think they got the wrong one. I'm sick and tired of running. I've been searching for the love one. I've been looking for the dove, and they told me if I move, they gon' shoot me dead. But I think I'm about to go to love. I've been waiting on the summer. So looking back and wondering how we pulled to keep from under. They told me put my hands up behind my head. They told me put my hands up behind my head. I think they got the wrong one. I'm sick and tired of running. I've been searching for the love one. I've been looking for a dove. And they told me if I move, they gon' shoot me dead. But I think I'm about to go to love. I've been waiting on the summer. So looking back and wondering how we pulled to keep from under. They told me put my hands up behind my head. I think you got the wrong one. I'm sick and tired of running. I've been searching for the love one. I've been looking for a dove. And they told me if I move, they gon' shoot me dead. But I think I'm about to go to love. I've been waiting on the summer. So looking back and wondering how we pulled to keep under. They told me put my hands up behind my head.
Softness of your slumber. Call them.
Trust me, baby, trust me. I don't mind. Trust me, baby, trust me. Trust me, baby, trust me. Trust me, baby, trust me. I don't mind.
Let's get drunk. Call your friends, let's get drunk.
Call your friends, let's get drunk. Call your friends, let's get drunk.
Call your friends, let's get drunk. Call your friends, let's get drunk.
Call your friends, let's get drunk. Call your friends, let's get drunk.
12 more hours left for us in a day. I've been drinking all day. I've been floating all day. Bring your ass over here. You know what? Stay. I've been gone for some time. I just want a little taste. Mix, mix, go.
Call your friends, let's get drunk.
Sip it slow.
Call your friends, let's get drunk.
Oh, now froze. 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 Come on over, get drunk.
Up late, if you want, you can meet me at the studio. Call your friends, let's get drunk. Yeah, I've been drinking all night, take a shot. All we got is Don Julio. Call your friends, let's get drunk. Yeah, I'm guessing this is new to you. Thinking about all the things that I would do to you. Them lips on fire, them hips don't lie, girl. I just wanna see what that booty do. Let's lose each other's mind. Let's make each other's night. Take advantage of time while we both intertwine. Girl, I want you on the rocks, no chaser. Be sure to drink it all, won't waste you. I know you stay sober. I'm sure a few drinks won't face you.
Call your friends, let's get drunk.
Holla.
Call your friends, let's get drunk.
Call your friends, let's get drunk. Call your friends, let's get drunk.
Call your friends, let's get drunk. Call your friend, let's get drunk.
Call your friend, let's get drunk. Call your friend, let's get drunk.
Rest of mama for a week, and she did it for free.
Call your friend, let's get drunk.
Yeah, that thing wet, baby, I need ski.
Call your friend, let's get drunk.
Yeah, I need ski. Yeah.
I run a back, pull a track. Then I must be racing that. My mama still got my back.
Hey.
Pull down your pants, I won't crack.
Yeah.
I'm growing weed, this ain't dreams, bitch. My bitch brown like Hennessy, bitch. Spit blood like Freddy and dreams, bitch.
Dressed in a tie like the dean, bitch.
Drunk and in love, I bet. Baby, do not go fat, cause it's low. Tell me information, I got rain.
Tell me.
Let's take a shot together, then lay up like plank. Never ever do I wanna leave my little light. Catch on down bad, now they got a plan for that boy. Wait,
yeah.
Oh God, if I get a ice top, watch out what me like. Every time I try to stick it in all the way, baby girl be like, ay.
Call your friends, let's get drunk. Call your friends, let's get drunk.
Call your friends, let's get drunk. Call your friends, let's get drunk.
Call your friends, let's get drunk. Call your friends, let's get drunk.
Call your friends, let's get drunk. Call your friends, let's get drunk.
Call your friends and let's get drunk.
I thought midnight on the bay, lights are shining and the sailboats sway. I see there's someone coming, walking right up to me. She tells me, I know your name, and if it's all the same, I'd like to spend some time.
All right. Well, this is it. William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at 5:35 in the morning. Chris is about to talk about his dreams. Let's get right into it, Chris.
Sure. Well, this one is from almost a whole year ago. This was within the first week that I returned to Chicago, my childhood home.
Wait, do you want more melancholy music? I feel like this isn't melancholy enough.
Yeah, maybe go sadder.
Okay, let's see. What do I got?
I don't want too much build up.
No, I don't know if this is sad enough. Look, there you are.
Oh, look, my face is on Zach's screen right now.
It's because I went to see if you had that jazz playlist that you had sent me.
I do. But never matter. Here's what I have written. from June 11th of 2020. Being placed in a solitary confinement cell and looking for a light switch, a red light pours through a small rectangular barred window near the ceiling. I can't see out. I think of Manson. Grim, wake up.
Wait,
that's all
what?
That's written.
Damn.
That's all that's written.
You think of Manson?
Manson, as in Charles Manson. Why was that part of it?
Read another one, please.
I think of Manson.
That was so well written. We should make this a weekly segment.
I think of Manson. Damn, that's scary.
This could be the name of my new show.
William Shatner's Whiskey Dreams.
I think of Manson.
I think of Manson. All right. Here's one from June 15th, 2020. Odd that I dreamt last night after smoking, but I did have one that I can remember. It involved a cracked phone and outrage. This is a recurring thing. Used to happen when I first got a device of my own. I had taken my phone case off before going to bed, so maybe that explains that. I also had a dream that I woke up in my room. Surreal. Leads me to believe that there are multiple realities that splinter off like highway exits. Did I take the right exit, or is this Google Maps rerouting?
Whoa.
Read another one.
Oh, this one's really dark, though.
I want it.
All right, I haven't like read through it, so I might stumble. This is from the 17th of June, 2020. Memory is already slipping because I didn't immediately write it down. But it was a situation where you would get a call from one specific COVID-centric hospital if one of your loved ones had died. It so happened that my partner, Tessa, and I were together. She got the first call telling her to come down. Then I got the second within a minute. I think we were with my parents, though it wasn't in our actual home. It was some massive Frank Lloyd Wright looking house. We were shocked that we both got it and began to question who it could be. Jackson came to mind, and I guess we said his name in a "it can't be Jackson" sort of phrase. In his classic fashion, my dad didn't hear anything and asked who. With total obliviousness for the gravity of the moment, I got mad and said, "The guy I've known since I was 14, who I went to college with and lived with for a year, you don't even know his name?" Missing some connecting points in the story, but the next thing I know, we were climbing a staircase that felt like we were on a ferry boat. The floors were that classic sort of royal blue, and the walls were white, shiny paint with small bumps in it. As we were walking up, I became more and more weighed down by the question of who we would find dead at the top. I started rushing, pushing off the railing as I ascended. Once I reached the top and looked around at the sight of people crying in the hallway, I put my hand over my mouth in shock, realizing all the different people it could possibly be, and how painful losing any of them would be, and how blessed I was to have so many friends that are so dear, and how I never should have considered suicide because life is a gift. Whoa.
Damn.
But then I realized I was touching my face, and I ran to a sink. I scrubbed my hands furiously, then took more soap and began to gargle with soapy water. And I washed my face, and I could feel how hot it was. The feeling of redness in the face when you're out of breath from crying and heaving. I had never lost anyone my age before. I didn't think the virus could do that. As I walked out of the bathroom, I was still overrun by anxiety about the possibility that I had just contracted COVID myself. And in turn, I brought upon myself a death sentence by entering this valley of death. I became so concerned with my own seizing of consciousness that I woke up. I immediately was scared I had lost that narrative stream that had just taken me away. I began to think about how Agent Cooper said that the brain generates these images. Agent Cooper from Twin Peaks, by the way. I was watching that at the time. Began to think about how Agent Cooper said the brain generates these images and dreams that nobody knows the source of. And I began to think, how great would it be if I could sneak my film camera with me into the dream, like by holding it or attaching it to my person. Yo, that was all over the place. That
is a crazy dream. Dude, you have insane dreams. That's crazy.
Freaky. That was freaky to read.
That's an insane dream.
Pure, consciousness just flowing.
Yeah, that was like fully, like I was just like furiously typing in my notes app, like 5 minutes after waking up, just like trying not to forget details. And as I read that, like that feeling was coming back. It's kind of freaky.
Do you ever lucid dream, Chris?
I have before, but the most that I've ever been able to like really control about a dream was just like the time I remember I was like running down the street that I grew up on in the middle of the street. And I realized at some point that I just wasn't feeling my legs, like feeling any pain or heaviness. And so I just like kept on like mentally increasing the speed until the point that I was like literally not touching the ground. And I like took off like flying basically. Yeah. And then I woke up because it was like something broke there. Like I snipped myself from the reality and was like, I can fly.
Holy fuck. Chris, when you come this summer, let's try astral project the same night together.
Yeah.
Let's try to do some weird shit with our dreams. Try to meet each other in the dream realm.
Yo, somehow. I'm down. Because
like, let's just try. I keep trying to do it. Yeah.
No, I'm very into this. And I think part of that, for better or worse, is like kind of limiting weed consumption, because that can really like suppress dreams.
Yeah. I haven't smoked. Well, I smoked recently, but I don't smoke a lot of weed anymore. Liam, do you dream a lot more?
Yeah, like comparatively.
What are your dreams like?
I usually don't remember most of them.
I'm gonna show you a funny meme. Hold on. Wait for it. The meme is coming. The music paused, eh?
Yeah.
Sick new meme about to drop.
Can you see my Google Chrome?
No.
Okay, hold on. Can you see it now?
Yeah. Wow.
Will the listeners be able to see this meme?
No, they won't, but we could explain it. It's just my dreams be like... Basically, to the listeners out there, it's like, friend, I had a dream where I married my crush, and then it's my dreams, and it's just like fucked up, weird shit. Like,
that's
this
like
is what
Grove
my dreams
Street.
Are.
That's like the Grove Street. Yeah, SpongeBob.
I've literally sent you that one to read my dreams.
Well. Wait, do the Carl one from Jimmy Neutron. My friends, I had a dream where I built my own house. My dreams. Quasso.
Yeah, so this is what That's my great. Dreams are like. Yeah, it's my
jazz.
I like this meme format. It's good. Anyways, I'm sorry to the listeners out there who can't see these memes. But if you'd like to see them, you could always... send me a message and I could send you some good memes from time to time. You could reach me on my Instagram. It's at ZEEEEKIF on Instagram.
Zekif?
Zekif. Call at me if you want some memes about dreams. I got you.
He's got the dream memes. This is the dream meme dream team.
The dream team dream meme machine. Yeah. Well, Chris, thanks for sharing your dreams with us. You know, really enjoyed
it. I felt very vulnerable.
It was very vulnerable, I'm sure. You did share vulnerable information. Did you wash your mouth with soap because you were scared of getting COVID?
Yeah, dude, that's how fucked up I was. Especially like looking back at that now that I feel safe doing a lot of stuff as a fully vaxxed boy. Yeah, that's scary. How much of a toll that all took on me mentally, that I was like afraid about like friends and people dying and like myself dying by touching a freaking stairway railing. Like, man, dark place.
Yeah, it is a dark place. I think, do you remember that phase where everyone was washing their groceries?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Pretty sure you can't really catch COVID off surfaces, though. Like, it's been proven it's very hard to catch COVID off of a surface.
And that's what we were being told was the whole problem.
Don't trust the government.
Yo, you know what I'm reading right now?
I'm not going down that route. I encourage everyone to follow public health measures. They are real. They do help. COVID is real. That's all I have to say. It was a joke. My government joke. Yes, Liam. Sorry. I just had to put that in there.
It's all good. One of the guys that like stormed the Capitol in January, he thought he was storming the White House. he sent text messages to some of his family, and he's like, inside White House via breaking in windows. Patriots stormed the White House, broke in while Senate was in session.
Holy fam.
Florida man.
When I went to Washington, D.C. for the first time in my life, I thought Congress was also the White House.
Nah, that's the president.
And I thought the Oval Office was inside of the round part of the building.
Nope.
Of course, well, this is not true.
And you're Canadian, so why would you know that anyway?
It was because of Cory in the House, actually.
Wait, but...
In Cory in the House, they continuously show the Congress building.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
It is.
Well, because he's really involved in the legislative process.
He is.
All the dumbass patriots on January 6th probably just watched Cory in the House.
No, probably not, because he was black.
Good point.
Anyways, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. It's William Shatner's Whisk Tears here at 5:49 in the morning with about 11 minutes left in our show. We'll come back on the microphone for about 30 seconds before our last track, as we always do. Thanks for staying tuned in, if you have been. Appreciate it a lot. Don't know what song I'm going to put on next. I guess, I don't know. But stay tuned. CKUT 90.3 FM, William Shatner's Whisk Tears.
Of you, you're tell me that they understand. I'm tempted then, I think of you and your sweet love sees me through.
All right, CKT 90.3 FM, William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at about 5:56 in the morning. And I'm just getting on the mic to say thanks for tuning in. It's been real having you all listening to us. Why is Liam smiling like that? What the fuck?
I'm just real happy this show has gone so well.
Yeah, thanks for being here, Liam. It's always a pleasure having you on the show. It's great to have you here this week.
Yeah, I've been pretty bad about being here usually, but it was a good time.
It's always a good time. Don't stress. There's no pressure. Whenever it calls to you is when you come. As with anything in life, you just do it when you want to do it, and that's it. So to all you listeners out there, just follow your heart and follow whatever it is that your body is feeling like doing, and if it's not feeling something, then don't do it. That's all I really got to say. It's William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at 5:57 in the morning. It's a pleasure as always. Chris, why don't you lead us out?
Yeah, like Zach said, listen to your body. Eat when you're hungry, drink when you're thirsty, and listen to some CKUT 90.3 FM when you're feeling down. It's Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Have a beautiful morning.
Learned from COVID-19 is that something small can spread quickly, like a ripple. If enough of us do our part by getting vaccinated, we can start a wave. A wave of Canadians helping each other return to the people and places we love. We can all help by getting vaccinated. Learn more at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
Looking for an adventure under the northern lights, in the land of the midnight sun? Schools across the Northwest Territories and Nunavut are hiring French-speaking educators. Join our Teach North virtual job fair to hear about this unique opportunity. The job fair will have webinars, prizes, and a chance to speak one-on-one with employers looking to hire. It's taking place online May 31st. Register on jfairs.com with the participation of the Government of Canada.
You are listening to me.